I have been quiet for almost a year. My 27-year marriage ended through betrayal. I didn't choose it. I didn't see it coming. And for a while, I wondered if I would survive it. But I did. And today, I want to tell you how and why it matters for you, your business, and your future. Welcome to The Graceful Founder. I'm Katie Butler. Some of you have been with me for years through different seasons of this podcast. It started as Christian CEO with Katie Butler. Then it became Burnout to Brilliance, a mother-daughter dialogue with my daughter Sarah for a little while. And now, after walking through fire, we have been led to rebrand and align with our company she inherited. This is The Graceful Founder, and our mission is to equip aspiring Christ-centered female founders to build profitable, sustainable business without burnout. To those of you who have been here through the changes, thank you for waiting. Thank you for still being here. We have missed you. And if you are new, welcome. I don't think it's an accident you're listening right now. Before I dive in, just a quick note. Everything I share on this podcast comes from my own experience and from working with my clients over the years. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a therapist. I'm not a legal professional, okay? If you are facing medical, mental health, or legal situations, please see qualified professionals in those areas. Both my daughter and I have worked with therapists through this season, and I'm so glad we did. What I offer is business coaching, faith-based encouragement, and heart-warm wisdom. That's my lane, and that's where I'll stay. In this episode, I'm not going to teach you a strategy. I'm going to tell you my story. The three stages I walked through, what I learned in each one, and why I believe this journey didn't disqualify me from helping you. It qualified me even more. The first stage I call shattered, because that's exactly what I was. We had just come off one of our best weeks in marriage. 27 years together, we were entering a season of closeness. Then he came home from his company's annual party, and he told our daughter first. He had kissed another woman, his boss. And then he told me, moments later, "One kiss," he said. "One kiss has decided everything for me." I didn't understand. He seems confused himself, so I did what I thought was right. I doubled down on communication. I fought for the marriage. I show up. And he told me he appreciated it. He even promised. He promised both our daughter and me that he would cut off the relationship with this woman. But his behavior told a different story. My head knew this wasn't about my value. I knew intellectually that his choices weren't a reflection of my worth. But my heart, my emotions, shattered into 1,000 pieces. Even after walking with God for years, even with all the faith I had, I couldn't think, I couldn't eat, I couldn't sleep. And I'll be honest with you, because someone listening might need to hear this. There were moments when I didn't want to continue. When the pain felt like too much to carry. Even with faith, even knowing God was there. If you are in that place right now, shattered, wondering if you make it, you will. You are still here. You are listening to this. That matters. But I couldn't stay in stage one forever. Something had to shift. Stage two, I call surviving. It's not pretty, it's not inspiring, but it's necessary. What saved me in this stage? Community. My mentor and some longtime friends, strong Christ followers, form a group of prayer warriors around me. Most of them weren't even in the same country. They held me up when I couldn't hold myself. And here's something that might surprise you. From the beginning, we felt led to pray. Not just for me, but for him and for her. Because we knew this was spiritual warfare, and we knew that God loves them too. That was hard, but it was right. As time went on, God started to shift my focus. He showed me, Kelly, focus on yourself and your daughter now. Leave those two in my hands. The tears still came. The heartache, unspeakable heartache. It came in waves. Both my daughter and I started seeing individual therapists. We did the inner work because what we were doing was grieving. Grieving someone who used to love us, a loving father, a loyal husband. That man felt gone. And we had to mourn that. Here's what I learned in stage two. Surviving is not failure. Surviving is foundation. You can grieve and move forward. God doesn't ask you to pretend. He asks you to trust. Surviving kept me alive. But God had something more for me than just survival. Stage three, I call standing. This is where something shifted. This is where something shifted inside me. There was a moment, a specific moment. Let me share with you about it. His parents, my in-laws, sent me an email. They said they won't get involved. But here is what not getting involved looked like. They celebrated New Year with her, the mistress, in the family home. 27 years of marriage erased just that debt. And in that moment, everything came flooding back. 12 years ago, I obeyed God. When he told me to relocate our family from overseas back to Switzerland, so his parents could enjoy their grandchildren while they were still able. When he was laid off, not once, not twice, but three times, I was the one who sustained the household. And my Christmas gifts for 27 years, they were always worth less than what I gave their son less than what they gave their grandchildren. A lot less. I was never family to them. I was utility. And that email, that moment, they bypassed my children and me to celebrate New Year with that woman. Something clicked. I had done everything I could. I had honored my vows. I had fought for this marriage. And now I was done fighting for people who wouldn't fight for me. And then God showed me something else, something bigger. During several prayer sessions, while I was crying out to God, I saw something. I saw my two twin granddaughters in a vision. Children not yet born, which my daughter had first seen a vision of their birth, and I was surprised to see them in a more grown stage, like kindergarten age. And they said to me, "Grandma, don't worry. We are here. We are fighting together." They were holding swords in their hands and battle gear similar to what we have seen in the Wonder Woman movie on the Amazons. This happened more than 3 times. And I understood. This wasn't just about my marriage. This was an attack on generations, on my legacy, on Sarah's future, on those little girls I haven't even met yet. The enemy wasn't just trying to destroy a marriage, but he miscalculated. This attack was after generations, but it ends with me. The cycle of betrayal, of broken trust, of patterns repeated generation after generation, it stops here, right now. And then something unexpected happened. The enemy had been whispering to me, maybe he's whispering to you too. "You are disqualified now. Who are you to help anyone? Look at your own life. No one will trust you now." So I did something. I went back and looked at my client testimonies. Real women, real business, real transformations. One message in particular stopped me. It was from a client named Ingrid. She wrote on LinkedIn, "All is well. Stepping into the fullness of your coaching, I finally gave in and complied. I now have a team of 8 looking to scale further." Quote, "I finally gave in and compiled." That is transformation. That's impact. That's fruit that remains. And I realized, I'm not disqualified. I am more qualified than ever because I didn't just teach it, I live it. And something reignited inside of me, an unspeakable passion to serve, not despite the pain, because of it. Here is what I know now. This didn't disqualify me from helping women build business God's way. It qualified me because building something that lasts with integrity, with faith, with your dignity intact isn't theory for me anymore. I have lived it. I am living it. While I was in the fire, I also had time to observe. And I noticed something happening in the marketplace that confirmed exactly why I'm back. The old coaching model is dying. Paying $5,000 or more just to be in the room. Over. Group calls with 50 people or more where you just a face in a grid. Not working. With a Facebook group, people are exhausted. What clients actually need now is real proximity to their coach, genuine connection, sustainable systems, and something who's lived what they are teaching. And here is the other thing. It's so noisy out there. New AI tool every day, everyone shouting, everyone's got the quote-unquote secret. I love AI tools. I use them. But here is the truth. Tools amplify your brilliance. They don't replace it. Your real brand value is your human brilliance. Your story, your method, your unique way of serving. But what I see is founders burning out faster than ever. FOMO everywhere. Afraid of falling behind, trying to do everything. This is not sustainable. This is not what God intended. That's why I believe in what I call the founder first principle. Take care of you, the founder first. Protect your non-negotiables. Build your business around your life, not the other way around. Serve from the overflow, not from lack, depletion, or desperation. That's why I built something new. It's called Power of One Framework. And we simplify call POOF, P-O-O-F. I'll tell you a lot more about it in the coming episodes. But here is what I'll say for now. It's a 90-day program I designed for women exactly like you, who are called to build something meaningful but refused to burn out getting there. If what I shared today stirred something in you, go to sheinherited.com/waitlist. Let me spell that URL for you. sheinherited.com/waitlist. But just go to the show note also. I'd love to have you in a room when doors open later this month. So who is this podcast for? This podcast and Power of One Framework is for you. If you are a woman of faith with a business burning inside of you, you have wondered if God can still use your broken pieces. He can. You are tired of hustle culture dressed up in Christian clothing. Sorry to say, a lot of things out there like that. You want to build something sustainable, not just successful. You are ready for one focus, not 50 distractions. Here is what I want you to do right now. If what I shared today resonated, if something stirred inside of you, two things. First, go listen to episode 2 right now. I'm sharing the one thing that many aspiring founders get wrong. The mistake that kept me scattered for years. Second, join the POOF waitlist at sheinherited.com/waitlist. Link is in the show notes, or you can go to my IG. No obligation. Just get on the list and I will send you valuable content in the coming weeks. Plus, you will lock in the lowest price we'll ever offer. Thank you for spending this time with me today. I don't take it lightly. If you are in your own fire right now, stage 1 or 2, shattered to pieces, barely holding on, I see you. God sees you, and you will make it through. The same God who met me in my mess is ready to meet you in yours. Until next time, build gracefully.